Blog Talk Radio.
Show is going
going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lilisa J. Wood.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning, where we have our awesome guest here, Mr. Shawn Watson, the relationship expert. Good morning, Shawn.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing?
Awesome, awesome. How's everything going down your way?
Staying pretty busy, you know, but I'm trying to get things done, but, you know, life goes on.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I see you're doing big things. You're speaking at the various events around the country. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wow. Getting the word out there so that people can seriously be helped and be able to really, really move forward, and that is so awesome, and working with the children and the teachers, people that need to know that there is victory if you put your mind to it.
Definitely.
Definitely, definitely. Now you're hosting. Tell us about the other radio show that you're doing so people that are following you can tune in and get some more of advice and tips from Shawn Watson.
Well, it's actually a show that I did it on Sunday, and
okay.
it was my first time on the show. But they asked me about being on the show because it was actually a show with two women on it, and I was actually the only guy. And you know, it was talking a little bit about, you know, relationships from a woman's perspective. And they were looking for a male's point of view on it. And, you know, so pretty much I was on there and just speaking, being honest and everything. And they ended up asking me to come back. So I think I'm going to be probably going back on probably next Sunday.
Okay.
I think at the time and everything together, because we're still working on the details. For his time and everything, but you know, it actually was a really good show, and I look forward to just doing as many you know, radio shows and speaking engagements face to face as possible, because, like I said, just trying to get the message out there and trying to, you know, help people with you know, overcoming obstacles and just relationships.
Absolutely. So we are, you know, excited that you're here each Thursday at 7 a.m. on the Lilisa Williams Show, and we look forward to your topic, and I know today we're going to talk some more about relationships, so tell us what you have to share today, and then, you know, I'll pick up at some point and see if we have any questions and move on from there.
Well, last week we started talking about closure, and this week I wanted to get back into talking about that. I wanted to share about four or five points on how to get closure from a previous relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, how to get closure from a previous relationship? You're going to give us some points on that. Okay,
yeah.
So take it away.
All right. Well, the first one to get closure from a previous relationship is you got to ask God to forgive you, because a lot of times it's a tough and a challenging struggle to forgive someone, especially if they really did something wrong to you. And so by asking God to forgive you, you're not only you know, getting to a, basically building that relationship with him and building that faith with him, but it will allow you to be able to see how important forgiveness really is. So that's the first step, is just asking God for forgiveness. The second one is actually, if possible, going back to your previous relationship and trying to you know, get as much off your chest as you can, because a lot of times, you know, people leave relationships sometimes so angry, so frustrated, that they never really express, you know, what was on their heart, what was on their mind, and everything like that. So, I mean, whatever you have to say, just kind of leave it out there. But I say, you know, to get closure on that one, you really need to just get everything off of your chest and really express yourself, because they don't express too much. And I think the third point is, you know, I see, you know, women in relationships, and the guy may have cheated, you may have, you know, abused them physically, verbally, whatever. The third point is ask why. A lot of times, if you can ask why, a person will actually more than likely be upfront with you and explain why he did this, why, you know, he felt this way, and that helps give you closure. And the last step I have is actually find out what God has for you next. And I can actually really relate to this one, because, you know, I had a relationship that was going, and, you know, for example, and in January, you know, I didn't really know what direction I was really going to be going in next, you know. And I actually prayed to him one night about, you know, helping me the relationship I was in, helping me fix the problem. And the funny thing about it is I ended up praying to him, and the next morning he had in my heart and in my spirit for me to write a relationship book. And I've been pretty much on that ever since. So if you start praying to him, asking him to help you and let you know what's going to be next in your life, a lot of times he'll do it. And what was next for me in my life was to be on the journey of writing a book, which I'm currently, you know, still working on and doing that. So, if, you know, people find their hobby, what I like to call it, find your hobby.
All right, that's good. That's good. So, at least 4 points here now, people, that you can use to get that closure. So, just to recap: 1, ask God to forgive you. That will help you in your closure, getting what's off your chest. Try to express yourself. Like you said, I've certainly experienced that before. Sometimes you don't get to say all that you really wanted to say, and that can even become baggage in your new relationship. So you're right, absolutely. Get that off your chest. I would even say write it down. If you don't even get a chance to express it to the person, say the person just up and leaves you and you have no further contact with them, you can still practice these points as if the person was there, much the way we do when if someone passes away that we never got closure or forgiveness from, or we never rendered forgiveness to. When you write them a letter and burn it or trash it or something. But like you said, I like that. Get it off your chest. And then 3, he said, ask why. Be surprised how many people might just tell you.
Exactly on that. That's very true.
But if you don't ask, you'll never know. A person may actually admit it so bad. What they tell you could be crucial to the success of the next one. Now, you're not, because a lot of people do ask why. But they're asking why in the respect that they're looking for that person to change their mind. They're hoping that by asking why, the person will realize that, oh, maybe I should stay. But no, the person has already decided to go. Then, no, you don't need to try to get them to stay. You just want to know why, because it may possibly be something about you, not may, it will be. In every breakup, believe it or not, you played a part. And I know people may not want to hear that, and you may not believe that, but the quicker you believe that, the better these points will work for you. Because
and it's true, too, because, you know, even something small, it could be, you know, you're not giving him enough attention. It could be that you're not listening. You're not listening, because a lot of times people talk, but they don't fully listen. It could be a number of little small things that, by just going back to asking, you can actually like you said, be able to improve your next relationship, because the thing we don't want is we don't want to have patterns in relationships. You don't want to have these things where we continue to do it, because if it's pointed out in this last relationship, when you go back to get closure, you should be able to be working on that and working on yourself to be able to do better for your next relationship.
And that's, you know, and that's something I had to learn the hard way, that the better I work on me, the more I work on me, the better the relationship gets inherently. Okay? It's going to improve automatically just by working on myself. You know, we can't fix other people. We got to get out of the fixing other people, out of that business. But we do have 100% right and 100% authority to fix ourselves. You know, the Holy Spirit is our helper, okay? He wants to help us do what we're supposed to do. You know, we keep waiting on God to change everything. Hello? He said, I'm going to send you, you know, this helper, this comforter that's going to lead and guide you. But you have to have, I can't lead and guide somebody somewhere they don't want to go or that they're not willing to follow. So that means you got to do something. Sure, your parents can wake you up, tell you to get ready for school, but you can go down the street and go somewhere else. Or you can go to school and sit there and not do anything. So you have to have a willing mind to want to fix yourself and learn from others some things that, you know, could point out. So I thought that's really good, asking why, you know, because... They, you know, sometimes, like when you had said that maybe, you didn't talk enough, or maybe you talked too much, maybe you listened too much, and maybe you were partnered up with somebody that wanted to hear from you every now and again, and you just was in a shell and didn't say anything, you know, the person's like, okay, I'm out of here. But that could be your personality, and that's all fine and good. Just making sure that in your next relationship, you get someone who either accepts that, understands it, and if you want to get married, that this person actually loves that about you. You know, like me and my husband, when we're together, I'm more of the talker. But my husband is more of the quiet person, but he's been like that all his life. Like, he didn't just get like that. He, as a little boy, you know, as I talk to his family members and as I look back on pictures of their family and things like that, my husband was quiet and shy way back then. So my personality is more of a compliment, you see. Now, if we were both shy, well, we probably wouldn't have any communication and we'd be done, you know. Somebody else's, okay? You gotta. So really, I really like that point a whole lot. And then I just talk on that point forever. You know. But again, tuned into the show. We thank you for tuning in. Talking with the relationship expert, Shawn Watson, who has been here since 7 a.m. this morning. He's here every Thursday at 7 a.m. If you want to go back and listen to his past few messages, you can go to the archives and you can just click on find a date from Thursday for about, I think, maybe at least a month now he's been coming on. We're very excited. He comes to us out of the Texas area, so we're very excited about that. And we like talking on this subject, relationships, getting a male's perspective. And so now the fourth point, find out what God has for you next. That's a great start. You know, let's start with God. God, what should I do next? And I love that because, like you said, it may be that he might say, just chill out for a minute. Take a break. Relax yourself. Spend some time with me. You see. Write a book. Make a movie, write a poem. He might say, go back to school. He might say, You know, spend time in your business. There's a million and one things God may have next. And all of those things, you know, are preparing you for the next relationship that will be hopefully the winning one. See, you know, if I had to give a relationship advice, Sean, when people take your advice, I don't know how many people would take my advice. But I do give relationship advice. I do. In my book, Release Your Power, I have a whole section on building solid relationships. And I do a relationship seminar that you can find on YouTube. And I talk about relationships to all the people I meet, especially individuals 30 and under. That is my targeted group, because I feel like, you know, they can benefit, not the people over 30 can't benefit from relationship advice, because my mother got married at 69. And so a brand new relationship had just formed. She had just met the person and when she was 68. So she married the person and brand new relationship. So all people of all ages need relationship advice, you see. But look, definitely one of the things that, you know, I love to advise, they wouldn't want to take my advice too much though, because I would tell people, listen, when you know, to me, in my opinion, and this is my personal opinion, the relationships should be the precursor to finding that one lasting relationship. But I do know people who just plan for the rest of their lives to jump in and out of relationships just to experience different people. So I do know there is that. So, but for everybody else, you're only in a relationship because you thought, or you're trying to see if this is that one big one, you know. Like Fred Sanford would say, it's the big one. You know, it's that true love, it's that soulmate type of love where, and when I say soulmate, I mean that you plan to be together for the rest of your lives until death do you part. That kind of a soulmate. Here are people now, oh, they're just in lust and talking about their soulmate. I'm like, huh? You know what that means? You know, it's like, this is my soulmate, and then you see them 6 months later and they're not together. You're like, well, I thought that was your soulmate. Soulmate, that y'all supposed to, as long as they're living and you're living, y'all should be together if it's your soulmate. But anyway, so that's, you know, they probably like, nah, Lalisa, we ain't going for that. We just want to have fun, and we think it's him, and then we think it's her, and then we think it's her, and I, no, it's not how it works. You stay single until such time that you happen to meet someone, you realize and you think that, oh, you know what, I think this is the real thing. Then you begin to move down that aisle. Not aisle as a wedding aisle, but just move down that path of relationship. Now, if it turns out that it's not, then you're like, okay, you ain't upset because you had a view that you was going all the way with this person, so if this ain't the one, you're like, well, thank God I didn't waste any more time. That's how I always did my relationships. If they ended in 6 months or a year, it was a big deal for me. Because, okay, you just proved that you weren't the one. Because the right one is going to be the eternal one, so I'm good. I'm glad to know that I wasn't right for you or you wasn't right for me. Goodbye. You know, have a nice life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's what people, okay, I just wanted to make sure, because that's, to me, I thought that was the reason we're even dabbling in a relationship with someone. Again, unless we're that percentage of people who have already made up our minds, we don't want anything lasting, we just want somebody for the here and now. What's your take on that aspect of relationships and dating, Sean, because I know you got a thought on it anyway.
Ask it one more time?
Well, yeah, in terms of people who date, why are people, you know, why are you getting in a relationship? I said, my opinion is that I was thinking that you're getting in the relationship because you're thinking or you're trying to see if this is the one right one, the one that's going to last forever, the one that we're going to be together till death do us part. Therefore, we think that. Therefore, we'll get married. Therefore, if we think it, it should be, because as a man thinketh, so is he. So it,
but again, it has to do with back when we talked about probably over a month ago when we talked about goals, because if you feel that way and the other person doesn't really feel that way, because for me, I believe the purpose of dating is to marry. That's always been my thing, and I don't think it's about quantity. I see a lot of people say, oh, I've dated 20, 30 people. Like, it's not, I'm not looking for, no one should really be looking for quantity. It's not a contest. You know, I mean, people you can actually date before you get married, but you can date a few because you learn a little bit about yourself and about your strengths and your weaknesses, but in actuality, it's just more about, dating to marry. But, you know, people have different motives, and that's the thing about relationships, is everyone in the relationship has a motive, whether it's good or bad. You just have to figure out what the person's motive actually is, and that could save you some time. That could save you from wasting your time.
And even though you said that, we talked about motives, I think, on near the first episode that you were on. So when it comes to dating, also, I'm thinking, and that's good, so thank you for that. When you date, I'm thinking, okay, dating. We're holding hands, we're going roller skating, we're going to the movies, we're going to the park, we are going everywhere but to the bed. And to me, if I'm just dating you, well, we're not having sex. We're not making love. We're not in the bed. That part is reserved for the person that I marry. So, again, if we just meet, and we're sleeping together, then that means then there's some thought should be on both parts that this is going to be the long one. And if it's not, if it was me, then brother, no, we're not doing that, because I don't do that with just fly-by-night people that I'm just dating, that I'm just spending some time with the opposite sex. I'm just spending time to get to know somebody, or that's not how I get to know you. As a matter of fact, having sex is one of the ways to not to get to know the person, because now you've launched a serious distraction to getting to know someone. And it's not to say that, but again, so people wonder, well, how come that person did it? Well, and it worked for them. Well, because that person, like you said, the initial goal and purpose for them being with that person when they first met, from the moment they met, was an eternal connection. And that is something that you can absolutely feel just as much as you can stand outside when the wind is blowing and you can feel the wind, or the sun is shining, you feel the beam from the sunlight. You can absolutely feel that, you know, that, and be able to.
Not only that, you can't go back. Like, once you go there, you can't be like, well,
you can't undo it.
You get to know each other, yeah. So you have to kind of really just, you know, figure things out, you know, and realize just that every man in your life has like a different, I'd say has a different meaning. Like, there's different guys. There's some guys that are meant just to be the one night guy. There's some guys that are meant to be just the boyfriend. There's some guys that are meant just to be the friend of benefit. And then there's the one guy that's meant to be the husband. So you just have to figure out which different categories does he fall in. And you'll kind of be able to get a sense and an idea and figure out which one.
Well, I'm gonna step out on a limb, and that's good. You're the relationship expert. I'm just a 56-year-old woman who's had many. I'm going to step out and say, no, you don't, not say no to you, but I don't believe anyone needs a one-night stand. No, you don't. You might need a one night date. Maybe you just need to date somebody one day. Maybe one day you're just feeling so low. You feel like your world is about to end. And you're so unhappy for whatever reason. You could have lost a loved one. You could have lost all your money. You could have just woke up in a horrible, whatever. And you feel the need to be close to someone. You know, chit-chat with them, talk with them, what have you. That has nothing to do with you having sex with that person. Because today, as a matter of fact, I just heard a statistic that HIV is the highest in the Washington, D.C. area among African Americans. So if I was people, especially, didn't take HIV, and there are high statistics to tell people you don't need a one-night stand. It might be your last night living a good life, but and not just that, but the way people feel, you know, when you get into a relationship with someone, it is hard enough. You want to feel good about yourself. You see, now, if a person can feel good about themselves after having, you know, slept around, then so be it. I don't think they can. You can, but I think that takes work. And I think that it'll come back on the person so much later in life that they will regret. Because, you know, you can't know. You didn't live that long yet, so you can't know what's going to come later in life. The only thing you can do is, as those of us who did live long enough, if we would share more of what, because we'd love to share other things about what will come later in life. And I understand not everything is for everybody to share. So maybe this is a piece that I need to share because it can come back later. No, it doesn't bother you while you're young because when you're young, not much of anything bothers you. But as you get older and when you're in a relationship, it can, you know, some emotional discord, I'll say, in your mind, some cognitive dissonance. But anyway, back to you, Sean.
Yeah, I totally, this is definitely an important subject as far as everything we're talking about this morning, especially, I believe, with the closure, because the biggest problem is going into a relationship with a door still open, and it never gets closed. And the biggest thing I have to say is that without closure, without forgiveness, there's no peace. There's no peace, and there's no true full fulfillment as far as going forward.
Good point. Exactly. But these are some awesome points. So, again, if you missed them, you can go back and listen to the archives. I am very, very, you know, and sometimes I wonder, you know, I was talking about, well, how did I meet Shawn Watson? I don't know you. But we met on Facebook, and you came to me with your topic and your message. And so now I see, because God, you know, works in mysterious ways. But God knows that I am very passionate about relationships with for people. Because why? Because I want people to experience a wonderful relationship. I want them to have a great marriage, not just a man. I know so many people that are just married. It's not a great marriage. They're not really all that happy. They cheat on one another. They don't really love each other the way they really could. And I wonder if some of the blockage and the hindrances to a really loving and wonderful relationship is all wrapped up in all that other past junk that was picked up from all those other relationships along the way when more pure. You know, it's like anything, we dilute. It doesn't taste as good. When we dilute something, it's thinner. It doesn't have the same level and category of impact. And so if I'm suggesting to people, sure, date, fine, go to a movie, go to dinner, go to a play, go to New York, don't go to New York if you got to stay in a hotel because that's going to put you in a compromising position unless you are very solid. You know, I see these people, they're not, you know, they're not even living together. They're just, this is my date, we're going to Aruba, this way, that way. They ain't even know, there ain't even a semblance of the fact that you're going to be married. At least if you were living together, I could see that you would be trying. You just, this is somebody, this is your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and you've all lost in another country with them, and meaning you got to stay in a hotel. Now you're putting yourself, and you might go there with the intentions, we're not going to sleep together, but you're putting yourself under a greater intensity for a sexual situation, okay? You're off alone. The people you know can't see. You think nobody's going to find out. You think you can go and do, and then next thing you know, you end up in that situation. So again, I'm not saying this to condemn anyone. I'm trying to help you. I'm the lady who has long enough to enough relationships to actually experience the backlash. There is a backlash. There is. People might want to act like there isn't, but there is. All that sleeping around is going to hurt you later. May not. You might think, oh, I've gotten over it. Yeah, I know. You can ask Dr. Juanita Bynum about that. That's why she did the whole thing, no more sheets. And she did. She made a very good case about it, but there are some other points to it, right? You got to be very, very careful. Very careful. So, but anyway, but you do. You make, you know, good points here. How to get that closure, certainly how to get that peace, how to move forward, you know, finding out what God has for you next. I love that because he does have something. He's always, God's like a supervisor. You know, you go to work and your supervisor always got something else for you to do, right?
And I can so good to agree with that because look what he had for me. I mean, he has me doing speaking engagements about relationships and he has me writing a book.
Yeah.
I didn't
exactly. Exactly. He has so much else, other things. I knew a lady once. I still know her. I didn't just know her once, but I know a woman who I believe she was at least married twice. And I don't know if she'll get married again, but she's pretty young. She's under 40 at least, or right around that. But both her husbands passed away. She got married pretty young, I guess in her 20s or so. Was married several years, and that husband passed away. And she remarried someone else, wonderful people, awesome men, wonderful men. And that man passed away. So, but each time she did something great with her life. You know, she started foundations in their behalf, you know, raising funds to help other people. One husband played some great instrument like a cello or something like that or something. These are all God's people in the gospel. And she's actually an awesome preacher, teacher, evangelist, prophetess, and she preaches all over the world. She's phenomenal. Pastor, Prophetess Marcia Morrison. Some of you may know of her or heard of her, or you may go look her up. But I've interviewed her before on my radio show, and just a powerful, awesome. And some of you may have seen her on Word Network. She's been on TBN. Dynamic young woman. But her story, and she said that even though she was devastated, and I know she has children, I don't know if by both from both marriages, but at least from one of them. And she said that, you know, after the death of each person, you know, she did exactly what you said, point number four. She said, God, why, you know, what next? Not God, why me? Which many people are asking. That's the wrong question. Not why me? Because that answer, we can answer that for you. You don't need God to answer that. I can answer that. Why not you? Okay. So, because you ask God, he's going to tell you the same thing. But you can say, God, what next? So I love that you put that in a great perspective. And I now, are these 4 points in your book?
Kind of yes and no, man. You know, I've done a lot of research and everything like that. You know, I've got a lot more to do. And I may have found a good company to do publishing with, so I'm still just doing a little bit of work and stuff. tweaking some things, adding a few things. But this is a first impression. Got to be my best impression.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we know you'll be back next Thursday with another awesome topic. And that's pretty funny, too, because, well, I'm going to get you and a couple of, I have my nephew who I think has some good points, too. I'm going to get, he's 30 now. He's 30, oh, he's about 38-ish, 37-ish. So I'm going to get him. He's married. And he's been married for probably about 10 years now, or something like that, 10 or 11 years, somewhere around there, 11 to 12 years. He got married young, but he had a few dates here and there, so I want to get him and you on there because I think that would be interesting to see, you know, his perspective and, you know, being much younger than myself. So anyway, it's been great. It's been real. And that's all we have time for today, but thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the Lalisa Williams Show, and we'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 5 p.m. Sean, you're awesome. Thank you. Everyone, go follow him on Facebook. He also has a website, Sean A. Watson, at yolasite.com, where you can find out where he's speaking next. You can go to his page, find out, keep up with him, find out when that book is coming out. Well, that's all the time we have. Have a great day.
Has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.